Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Today we are again studying the life of St. Patrick. Patrick is credited with bringing the gospel to Ireland around 400 AD. He was not Irish, but Roman Briton, living at a time when the Roman Empire ruled over Britain. We have just 19 pages of the actual writings by St. Patrick, which reveal a lot about the man. He believed the gospel he preached. He believed that in Christ there is neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, Roman nor barbarian. He believed that God can utterly transform a human heart. He believed that he could rely entirely on God's mercy, rather than being compelled to paper over his own sins. And he believed that even in the highly charged political atmosphere in which these letters were written and read, Christ was the defender of the weak, including Patrick himself. A defender of the weak. This is really significant, because Patrick took the gospel to the barbarians. He was the first missionary to a country outside the Roman Empire. The church had undergone the influence of the Roman culture, having been made the official church of the Roman Empire by Constantine roughly 100 years previous, and held some peculiar beliefs. The officials believed they were responsible only to the people under the rule of the Roman Empire. They were not in the least bit interested in evangelizing barbarians in Ireland. So Patrick seems to be, during his lifetime, at constant odds with the church leadership, and perhaps a bit of a rebel. This seems to be their view of Patrick.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.